Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Happy Wednesday, and it feels like a Monday.
Big old land with countless dreams.
You're to be forgiven if it feels like a Monday because of the wonderful Independence Day celebration. On a Tuesday, we have a short week. But no shortage of things to talk about on What's on Your Mind, 7 past the hour. Jake Jornstad joins us next hour, CEO of Bushel. Look forward to hearing about that great organization. Also tell you about his TEDx talk coming up on July 20th. And Elizabeth Birkemeyer will be here from the Red River Valley Fair to talk about what's happening there. This hour, we're going to just cover some news headlines, some things you may have missed while you were busy grilling brats and having a grand old time. Over the 4th of July holiday, the Independence Day holiday, we were keeping track of the headlines for you, and they are many and plentiful. Jay Thomas is here to react to some of the headlines today.
Yeah, buddy.
How are you?
Hey, speaking of brats, Alex and I tried Meats by John and Wayne. I got us some about a week ago, and they are raspberry jalapeno cream cheese brats. You cannot believe these things.
It's one of those deals where you hear the sound of that and you say, well, that sounds disgusting.
Oh, no.
Fantastic.
No, and when she put them on the grill, you can smell the raspberry in the brats.
Wow.
They are fantastic. Unbelievable.
So raspberry cream cheese.
Raspberry, they're called raspberry jalapeno popper brats. So they got, you know, of course your meat in there, but cream cheese, jalapenos, and raspberry.
Oh, man.
And it's raspberry jelly that's in there.
And a little zip to it there.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So you had a great 4th.
We did. We had a blast. And, boy, the 4th is the gift that keeps on giving out for a long time, all the news that went on over the 4th.
No kidding.
Well, the Supreme Court. Look at the rulings that came down from the Supreme Court. I heard Steve this morning with Alex on the Need to Know say, that judge down, was it in Texas or where the judge was that ruled against the White House contacting social media and telling them, hey, suppress this, suppress that?
So let's talk
this
about
this. Guy's on a Tuesday during the holiday. This judge is working. You got to love it.
It was amazing. I couldn't believe it happened when it happened.
And then they found what? Metamucil at the White House? Oh, wait, no, that was cocaine they found at the White House.
You know, seriously, when I heard that, I'm like, this has got to be Babylon Bee.
Yeah.
This cannot be possible. You can't. I mean, this writes itself.
How do you get it in there? Unless you're an insider.
Well, that's just it. I mean, my first question is Hunter Biden really that dumb?
Well, that's what everybody's going to Hunter Biden, and already the memes are out, and they're pretty good. But I mean, you know, Hunter is Hunter. But are you that? I can't get on the it's Hunter's bandwagon or on the bandwagon is Hunter stuff. But who knows?
It was in the library of the residence. That's what we know. Library of the residence.
Okay.
So you're going to have a small group of people that would have access to the library in the White House.
True.
Maybe this is the Secret Service saying, I'm done with this. I'm done protecting this knothead.
Could be. That could. Who knows? You know, I mean, how far are they going to dig into it? You know what I'm saying?
I am going to pop some popcorn for the next White House press briefing, I'll tell you.
Yeah, these lies will be good from Jean-Claude Van Damme or whatever her name is.
Oh, my gosh. All right, what else we got for you today? We'll dig into all these in detail, but you want to talk about the Trump rally, and I think that's pretty extraordinary. That's pretty amazing what happened there.
So I did not know there was a Trump rally this weekend, and I started getting all kinds of beeps on my phone and people messaging me and my, have you seen this Trump rally? Now, I've said before that I'm a Ron DeSantis guy, but whoever the nominee is, I'm going to vote. If it's Trump, it's Trump. I mean, I was a Trump guy even before 2015. I got to tell you, after seeing that rally, we rewatched it. I believe we rewatched it on Newsmax, or Alex and I did. I was blown away. 55,000 people show up to a town of about 36. Think about that. In his heyday, his first go-round, he was bringing in crowds that were jaw-dropping, 20,000. This is 55,000 people. So I got to tell you, Ron, I like you. Doug, I hope you get far. But I'm all in for Trump again. I'm all in for him. I would have voted for him anyway, but now I'm back. I'm back on the Trump thing.
What about a massive crowd has you flipping back to Trump? What in that is what tripped your trigger here?
The fact that a lot of people that were Trump fans, backers, we got to the point where it's like, all right, enough with the constant mean tweets, the going after, the name calling. Let's just, you know what, get up there, tell us what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. So he really kind of, I mean, he's always been Trump. I mean, that's why we voted for him. We wanted somebody just, you know, would just tell you to your face and say it the way it is. But then again, he kind of got a little burnt on that. And I thought a lot of folks were kind of stepping away thinking the same thing. It's like, okay, you know, can this guy do it? As much as I despise Biden, he still scares me because the average people just don't really have time to follow, you know, what's really going on.
And what's funny about the whole...
But 55,000, you're going, okay.
No, I mean, there's just there's nothing like it. Yeah. And, you know, I don't think there's anybody that would be better equipped to take on everything we care about and fight for it than Donald Trump, right? And bust down the walls and not, and because he learned his lesson the first time about, you know, sort of playing nice with the swamp and keeping a lot of people. Now he says he'll clean house. You know, you just see what he did. I don't think there's anybody anywhere that doesn't say he'd be the best guy for the job. The question is, can he be disciplined enough between now and the you know, election day so that he wins?
Well, and you watch the rally, and it's the typical Donald Trump rally. You know, get the crowd going, which I love. You know, and doing his thing. You know, but it's not till like the very end where he starts. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I kind of wish he'd do these rallies. Yeah, get the crowd going for 5-10 minutes. Then just get into what you're going to do. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to fix it. And then go back and have your fun. Now, he did say this, and I'm like, yeah, I believe him 100%. He said, I become president the first day, within 1 hour, I will have that Ukrainian war. It will be done. And I'm like, yeah, buddy.
He said that a few times. And I'm the one guy that could end it. 24 hours. Ended. But I hope folks understand here what we're talking about. When there's 55,000 people at a rally for a presidential nominee, you know, seeking the GOP nomination in his case, what are we sitting in here in July, right?
Yeah.
And usually crowds like that build after you're the nominee up to the presidency, the few months that go to the, you know, a general election. He's getting them in the middle of summer before the nomination.
Yeah.
It's a mind blower. And every other politician in
the country. Why are 55,000 people showing up this far in advance? That tells you something.
Exactly. And every other person in this race would be thrilled to get 1,000 people in the room.
Yeah.
1,000 people, they'd love it. And, you know, they would tell people, look, a huge crowd, 1,000 people. Joe Biden can't get 1,000 people.
He can get three.
To an event.
Hunter and, well, we'll see who the third person is.
I mean, the last little rally he did was very thin. His announcement when he announced for president was thin in Philadelphia.
I mean, if I'm all the other candidates, you know, running on the Republican side, I'm looking at that going, it's July, it's a holiday weekend. And maybe that played into it a little bit. The fact is, holiday week, people had time off. Hey, let's go travel to South Carolina. But even with that said, you got to look at that and go, this man just brought 55,000 people to a town of 3,600. People are not going to let him go. They're not going to let him go. And I wish him, and I know they're both stubborn, and maybe part of it's just part of the game. I don't know. But I wish Trump and DeSantis would sit down and work this out and say, look, Ron.
Still time for that.
Be my VP.
It isn't now, though.
No, but I think the sooner you do it, the better.
You don't normally pick a VP until...
Just do it now.
You know, your convention, which is the summer before the November election.
Yeah, but he doesn't follow protocol.
I agree. And I think he should pick him early, but I'm saying it's not going to be until after the battle for the nomination.
That is a ticket.
Yeah, it would be.
And then, hey, you know, let me do my 4 years. Ron, I've got you for the following eight.
All right. We're also going to tell you about the Biden genius plan to block the sun. This is actually a thing.
Would you quit reading The Onion?
I know. It's another one. It just seems like unbelievable.
Come on, Scott.
We'll circle back to the other stories we talked about as well. Coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot and Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenburn, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hey, this is Shane with Irie Insurance. To get the splash, you risk the crash. To get the zoom, you risk the boom.
I'm like, look out! Whoa!
So, all you water lovers, make sure that you're covered. Come see us. Protect your assets and put your mind at ease with quality recreational coverage from Irie Insurance. We've got the policy you need at a price you can afford, so you can brave the waves and enjoy the waters worry-free. Visit us at irieinsurance.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Says, just imagine how differently the mainstream media would be covering the cocaine issue being found in the White House if it had happened when Trump was president. Can you imagine that? You're off the charts. You're absolutely right. Is Hunter that dumb? Our question of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Could he possibly be that dumb, Hunter Biden, to leave cocaine in the White House? We're brought to you today by our friends at High Road Partners. They do insurance. Did you know that? independent, local brokerage, work with a variety of carriers to provide the best options for your company. And you might not have known this, but when you work with an agent, you're charged no more than when you work directly with a carrier. Working with an agent actually provides you a guide looking out for your best interests and can help you shop multiple plans. And High Road Partners is locally owned and operated. They're benefits strategists. Instead of seeing you once a year for your renewal, they work to understand your company, your talent needs, your budget, assist you with building a multi-year strategy. Year-round dedicated support. Find out more at highroadpartners.com, highroadpartners.com. All right, I'm going to share some of the details for those that might have missed this story about the social media thing, and then we can break this down, Jay. As you said, a hard-working judge, holiday weekend, issues a ruling on Tuesday, which would be yesterday, July the 4th, that the Biden administration likely violated the First Amendment by censoring unfavorable views on social media over the course of the coronavirus pandemic. The judge called the efforts Orwellian. We love this judge.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Doughty is his name. Issued a sweeping preliminary injunction barring numerous federal officials and agencies, including the Surgeon General, Health and Human Services Secretary, White House Press Secretary, and all employees of the Justice Department and the FBI from having any contact with social media firms for the purpose of discouraging or removing First Amendment-protected speech. Latest developments in a long-running lawsuit spearheaded by Republican-led states alleging that the administration pressured social media companies to remove posts containing purported misinformation about the coronavirus, election security, and other issues. Nice to see free speech win.
Yeah.
Here's the judge's quote. During the COVID-19 pandemic, a period perhaps best characterized by widespread doubt and uncertainty, the United States government seems to have assumed a role similar to Orwellian Ministry of Truth. The court ruling takes effect immediately. Could be appealed by the Biden administration.
Yeah, they're, I was reading an article, too, where no surprise they're going to, you know, figure out what their next step is. Their next step is, you know what? This is America. Leave our free speech alone. Social media, we all use it. I mean, we basically need it for our jobs, but I still think social media is one of the biggest scourges on society. Facebook to this day, I mean, during COVID, I got banned so many times. Even now, if I put up some funny meme that's not offensive, let's say it's a meme about cars or something like that, that thing will get just hundreds of hits and likes. If I put anything political on my page, like a Trump thing or anything like that, that thing gets nothing. They are taking and they're still bearing that stuff, and we'll see if they continue to do that after this judge's ruling.
Texter says the only thing holding Trump back, if anything, is voters that are hand-wringers. He's obviously the best candidate in the field. It's not close. Why would anyone back a distant second or third? That's insanity.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, after seeing that rally this far out, we'll see when he holds another one if it's as crazy as that one. When I say crazy, I mean that amount of people. That will really tell you. But again, I was blown away. I thought I had misread when I first saw the story. Wait a minute, that must be 50, then it went to 55,000. And you know what the crazy thing is? No violence. You got 55,000 people there. I didn't see one story. And if there was anything bad that happened, you know that the mainstream media left would have been all over that. I saw nothing. Nothing.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, no, it's the well-behaved, it's the model they usually clean up after themselves,
mm-hmm.
Whole deal. Texter says, did you see the huge boat parade for DeSantis? Me neither.
No, I didn't see that. I know the lake we were at this weekend, we came home early, but I know the 4th of July, and they've been doing it for years, they have a big boat parade on that lake, and Alex and I were in that parade a couple years ago. And it is basically a parade for Trump. I mean, that's all it is on the lake. It's crazy.
Another listener says on the cocaine story, they changed the story, Scott. Now they're saying the coke was found in the West Wing. unless they changed it again. I originally heard West Wing, and then I heard...
Yeah, that's the reason why I heard where it was... Where
the library of the Library of the Residents. So, I don't know... again, White House press briefing today, required viewing. I think we should take that live. Yeah. Texture says, this plan for blocking the sun reminds me of a show on the Beverly Hillbillies when a con artist showed up with the Clampets for money for an investment. They convinced Jed that if he would give them $1 million, they would install a huge fan north of Beverly Hills and suck in all the air pollution out to the cities. But the trustworthy banker put a stop to the scam for Jed. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Exactly. This is the real deal. This is not made up.
Who is sitting at the table in this meeting to discuss blocking the sun? Who are these roundheads?
This will be perfect. It'll be just perfect.
Can we block the sun?
Yeah. Just perfect. Can't make it up. I've actually got the story here for details here. The White House published a report which investigated the possible deployment of climate change techniques like artificially blocking sunlight. Solar radiation modification, also known as solar geoengineering, is aimed at preventing sunlight from accelerating the warming of the planet. Can't wait to find out how they're going to do this.
Yeah, I want to know how they're doing this.
Greenhouse gases warm the climate by blocking a portion of outgoing long-wave radiation that would otherwise be emitted into space, states the report. Came from the White House Office of Science and Technology. By contrast, SRM cools the climate by reflecting a greater amount of incoming solar radiation back into space. SRM offers the possibility of cooling the planet significantly on a timescale of a few years. Findings part of a report the White House prepared in response to a mandate from last year's $1.5 trillion spending bill. The White House said in a June 30th statement that the report does not signify any change in policy or activity by the White House Biden-Harris administration.
So basically what this is there was all that money. We got to find a way to spend it.
Yeah, there you go.
As our veterans and our citizens suffer, you know, homelessness, food hunger... You got to be kidding me! Does it say how much they spent on this research or this report?
No, but I think you've nailed it because they're saying this is this report fulfills a congressional mandate.
There you go.
We're basically saying, how are you going to spend all this money?
Well, here's what we'll do: we'll block the sun.
I did read somewhere though that there's like big giant panels that they put up.
On what, satellites to go? I don't understand how this works.
On the Earth. To block the sun. It's bizarre.
But don't they want that sun for other solar? Much a hypocrite.
It's a conundrum at the White House. Yeah. More after this, folks. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hi, this is Dan Hammer with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables. Too, announcing our biggest sale in 5 years. Save on a hot spring saltwater hot tub or the Splash Super Pool with a $1,000 instant rebate. Save even more under the tent on 2022 inventory, including showroom demos and factory second models. Come see our wide selection of certified pre-owned hot tubs. Even our selection of Tropitone patio furniture is on sale. Take advantage of special financing. Soak, swim, sit, and save at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck. Hurry though, sale ends July 3rd.
USA News Update. The suspect accused of killing 5 victims in a mass shooting in the King Sessing neighborhood of Philadelphia on the eve of July 4th is set to appear in court today to be arraigned on murder and other charges. The unidentified 40-year-old suspect is believed to be a part of the LGBTQ+ community. Ernest Ransom is a staff inspector with the Philadelphia Police Department.
The suspect, while wearing body armor, a ski mask, and holding an AR-15 assault rifle, was observed at several locations near 56th Street. The suspect then began shooting aimlessly at occupied vehicles and individuals on the street as they walked. None of the victims engaged the suspect or were aware the suspect was going to inflict this act of violence upon them.
Flight issues aren't going away as Americans begin to head home from the long 4th of July weekend. FlightAware reports there were more than 4,000 delays within, into, or out of the United States yesterday. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs and old beer cans. Choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos. Singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour.
Junior college where we majored in beer and
CNN is now saying a powdery substance has been found at the White House, Jay.
Oh, a powdery substance.
Powdery substance, yeah. While true, I could use a little more detail than everybody else is reporting. Isn't that amazing?
Just a little bit. Well, you and I off the air were talking. I said, you know, I wonder, now we know why that cocaine was at the White House. I wonder if those people sitting around trying to figure out how to block the sun were using it.
My gosh. There's a bunch of stories out now, the White House backing away from this. No, we're not. We're not going to block the sun. We're not going to block the sun. We're not going to do that. Texter says, I'm freezing my butt off here in Tioga.
How's the frost up there?
If O'Biden blocks my sun, I will drag his sorry butt up here for the winter. The man is so demented, it's disgusting. It was 43 degrees when I retired late last night, and Hunter, is that dumb? Rules don't apply to the Golden Boy. That's our question of the day. Is Hunter that dumb? 43 overnight in Tioga?
No, they got colder than that. I thought I heard Dean this morning say some places hit like 35 up in that area.
He said he has a photo of some frost. I forget where that was at, but that'll be up on our social media before long. Blocking the sun totally fuels the contrails theory. All right. Someone needs to stop Bill Gates from malaria mosquitoes being cropland to buying cropland to lab meat. Someone needs to stop Bill Gates from malaria mosquitoes buying cropland and lab meat. Is he big on the lab meat too?
Yeah, he is. And that is going to be Governor Burgum's downfall.
What do you mean?
Bill Gates. People they think he's tied to Bill Gates.
Well, it's impossible for him not to be, given the fact they work together at Microsoft.
Exactly.
But I know that he's been asked about that on this show before, specifically. Well, did that ever come up?
He was in my one. Tim Flacco was filling in for me one day, and Tim had Governor Burgum on, and I believe that did come up, too.
Yeah, and he answered some version of this. Hey, you know, we're acquaintances, obviously. Mm-hmm. But that's all we are.
Yeah.
After having been colleagues.
Yeah.
At Microsoft. But you're right. I think a lot of people just connect those dots.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. What do you think of lab meat?
No. No.
It's the most disgusting science experiment in the world, isn't it?
This whole, you know, we can't have cattle anymore, we can't have cows, can't have this, can't have that. You know, again, tied to climate change, global warming. Give me a break.
All right, 701-271-1100, our telephone number, if you want to weigh in here today. Jay and I have been busy yapping here, but we welcome your calls as well, 701-271-1100. And you can text us, as many of you are, at 701-271-1590. 1590, okay? How many hypocrites in your listening audience purchase fireworks made in China?
Good call, man. I know my neighborhood was over the top. I mean, over the top.
Or do they even make fireworks to be made in the USA?
I think there's a couple companies that make them.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
Because to me, that would be a good selling point for some fireworks stand to say mm-hmm. only.
American made.
Yeah.
And by the way, when you buy $100 worth, you get a Trump t-shirt.
Exactly right.
Or a hat.
And 55,000 people will show up at your fireworks stand.
But think about that. You know, I mean, it's hard to go into, and I've had this topic on my show, okay, everybody, you know, hates China, and, you know, I'm not a fan of China either. You know, buy American, okay? Then give me a list of what's still American made. What do you still buy that is American made? And are you one of these folks that you? Because I've got a couple friends that will. They are label readers, but I always tell them, okay, made in the USA. That doesn't mean that it was, you know, completely made in the USA.
Could be made up of components from
China.
China,
and yeah. It was put together in the USA. It's tough. It's really, really tough. Find the stuff that's not made, you know, in China.
Speaking of Donald Trump's popularity, that's one area where I think he's really hit a nerve with a lot of folks, taking on China. And we do need to shore up our weak link in supply chains.
Do you think that Trump could get China in line? Because I've always believed this. Let me put my tinfoil hat on. I've always believed that the coronavirus was on purpose. And I honestly believe, because look what had happened. Not long after Trump went after China, said, "We're done. We are done." And I honestly believe that was retaliation from China, because Trump was putting his foot down.
We know it was cooked up in a lab,
mm-hmm.
right? We're to believe that something accidentally happened in China?
No way.
I don't believe it either.
No way.
I don't believe it either. It was a perfect little way to just turn the whole political scene in the United States upside down.
Not just the United States, the world. But, yeah, I honestly believe that the powers that be in China said, okay, unleash the beast.
You know what else I think sometimes?
Hmm.
I think once it happened and once it came here, the type of people who want to exert more control over Americans saw it as a perfect opportunity to do a little trial balloon.
Yep.
And just see how much.
How far can you push us?
Yeah. And you know what? We failed that test. In my mind, we failed that test. We did better here than in most places, but I'm telling you, we didn't do well in that little test of, you know, how we'll just be sheep.
You know, well, you know, I mean, the government from the federal level down to the state and even local level, many areas were fantastic at scaring the hell out of everybody.
Yeah.
They had people terrified. And when people started waking up going, wait a minute here, and then try to talk about it, what did we have? We had a government that was contacting social media, and we know that happened, and told them, suppress this.
And they just got slapped by a judge.
That's right.
For doing that exact thing.
Now, I'm quite sure that the administration could take this far. They can go up to the higher court if they
do. They'll fight it. Yeah. They'll fight it. And now does it even matter, right? I mean, like, when it mattered was in the middle of the battle to say, hey, here's your options, think about this, do whatever.
But it matters for the next one, because you know there's going to be another one. They're going to try to pull this garbage. I'm not saying it might be a virus, it might be some other way, but they're going to try to pull this.
They slap on a misinformation label, and away mm-hmm. they go.
Yep, exactly.
Texter says, check out Mammoth Nation, made in the USA. Hell with China, Obama, Biden, Clinton's, and every swamp rat in D.C.
Mammoth Nation?
Yeah.
Hey, listener, will you do me a favor? Will you private message me on my Facebook page? Just private message me that so I can look it up.
Yeah. Mammoth Nation. There you go.
Okay.
Another listener. The radical left will burn everything if Trump returns to office. Consider the effect on our nation's citizens. Ask the question, why did Trump give his presidency over to Fauci? Two different things. I think if Trump had to do it over again, he would not have given as much power to Fauci.
Yeah.
Again, you're president of the United States. There's a virus. You've got people in every year saying this is going to happen, that's going to happen, this is going to happen. And
let's take a look at Fauci. I mean, Fauci's a radical dude. This guy was an anti-Trump. And I think he also looked at this as a way to really let's screw with Trump and his presidency.
No question. Let's see, another listener. Don't forget Gates' ties to Epstein.
Yep.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
That one is still playing out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. If only cocaine were illegal, like guns, right, liberals? Proof making something illegal does not eliminate a crime. And yes, Hunter is that stupid.
Okay.
Signed Greg.
Maybe I'm wrong on that one. Maybe he is.
Since Greg signs Greg from Fargo. Another listener says, when doing a project at home and I need to buy a tool, I flip the tool around till it says Taiwan. I don't know what that means.
I'm not understanding that one.
Maybe you just keep searching until you find the right tool that happens to be made in Taiwan rather than in China.
Oh, that could be.
That's what they're talking about.
I don't even know what tools are still made. I don't know. Snap-on still made in America?
Isn't Stanley?
I don't know. I'm not a big Stanley guy.
I guess we got to go to Mammoth Nation and check it out.
Yeah.
You want to know more about Mammoth Nation?
Yeah.
I've heard about it before.
So would they just sell American-made products? No, and does it say that, yes, these products are 100% American-made, not a bunch of parts from China that are put together in America, but actually manufactured here in America?
There's also a organization called Second Vote.
Okay.
And it basically says vote with your pocketbook kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it filters out the woke. It just gives you the solid companies. I don't know if they do the China thing or not, but
these companies need to stay out of politics. You would think after what happened with Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch, that the companies would wake up and go, whoa. And you've seen these boycotts in the past where companies try to go, whoa, and they just go nowhere. This one is still, I mean, they put out an ad over the 4th of July at Budweiser, and it's got people just livid. They just cannot come back from this, and I still believe it's they did not apologize for throwing their customer base that was loyal to that brand for years. And that's the thing you learn, you know, beer drinkers,
they're brand
loyal to their brand.
Oh,
they
are. And the fact that they moved in the numbers that they did move.
Yep.
I agree with you. I think Bud Light will be studied for years
as
you know, how businesses better be careful. I think it's fantastic. In that it's taught everybody a lesson, that's for sure. I can't believe it's still going on, but
yeah,
it is.
I can't either. And I'm not a boycott guy, and I'll tell you why I'm not a boycott guy. Because it hurts the boots on the ground people that work. Look how many people are being affected. I was just reading over the weekend, there's a bottling company laying off, 600 people? Because a majority of their business came from Anheuser-Busch, and they're just, you know, they handle the bottles for them and
saw the same thing.
Product's not moving, so 600 people are losing their jobs. These distributors around the country are hurting because of this. Just sports, just stay out of this stuff. We don't turn on a football game or a baseball game to be lectured. That's not, we do that to get away from all this garbage. I don't drink a beer so I can be told that, hey, you're doing the right thing. No, I'm drinking a beer because I want to escape all this and just kick back with my buddies. Just stay out of this stuff.
And do you think it would end if Bud Light would apologize?
If they would a sincere apology.
Kevin and Grand Forks will get you in here next. Other texts to get to as well. And Mammoth Nation is America's conservative marketplace.
Okay. All right, cool.
Just check it out.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Today's the day for you to say, you know what? I'm going to do something a little different for lunch today. I'm not going to do the same old, same old. I'm going to break the mold, and I'm going to go have Swedish meatballs. And you can find those in Valley City, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, as those as well. Lasagna also in Valley City. Chicken bowl also West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Beefy noodles in Harwood. There's stuffed green peppers at the 12th Avenue and I-29 location. Lasagna at MP Avenue, Sloppy Joe's in Glendon, Salisbury Steak in Ulan, and Philly cheesesteak sandwiches. 45th Street, Fargo. PetroServe USA. Home cooking. Grab and go convenience. You're going to love it. All right. We're going to give Jay the woke survey here. What's more woke? That's my question for Jay in just a moment. But first, Kevin and Grand Forks want to talk about woke companies. What's on your mind, Kevin?
Well, you guys are talking about how they should stay out of politics. The problem is that they can't. The big three investment companies, BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, all get their money from California's public employee retirement funds. And they spread that money around the market, and they've got about 90% of the market under their umbrella in terms of where all that money's going. So they dictate what these companies do.
You're right. Yeah, BlackRock, what is it, $9.5 trillion in money they control. But this is where the stockholders need to stand up to the BlackRocks of the world and say, hey, look, you know, if I've got invested money in Anheuser-Busch, Intel, InBev, whatever they call themselves, I would be livid right now. Yeah, I'd be livid over it. But you're right. Yeah, they control us. Well, here's a prime example, Kevin. All of a sudden, isn't it amazing? Once Tucker Carlson is fired, BlackRock is now advertising on Fox News. They never advertised on Fox News. And plus, they had more money invested in Fox News once Tucker got fired. You know that BlackRock was part of that deal with Dominion. Get Tucker out of here.
Do you think, Kevin, do you think the controversy at Bud Light will change the forced behavior from some of the big funds?
No, because all that money is coming out of California. So I mean, it's coming from the public employee retirement accounts. And as long as California remains the way it is, and all that money gets funneled into the markets, they're just going to stay that way. They're going to find out that, yeah, okay, they'll try it with one company, one big company. Okay, fine. It doesn't work. Okay, we'll try it with a different one, but we'll wait a year or two.
Let me ask you this, Kevin.
I wouldn't be surprised in about a year.
You're right.
See another thing with InBev.
Kevin, you brought up something interesting. Do you think maybe that this was, all right, let's find a big company. Let's just see how far we can take. Let's see how the public responds.
The only problem with that is you got one knothead in Bud Light. It's my word of the day, knothead, that made this decision.
But, okay, I understand that. But you can't tell me that this gal they hired with basically nothing for experience, that they gave her this much power to just completely change. I mean, you would think that somebody would go.
It was all unauthorized. She didn't do it with any approval of a boss.
Which is why
she's fired and her boss is fired.
A lot more heads that should be rolling.
Yeah, I agree. And as you say, they need to apologize.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
We're going to play an interview a little later on from the CEO of Bud Light on CBS Sunday morning, or CBS This Morning, I guess. And I'm told he apologized in it, but I don't know if it's the apology we're looking for here. But
that'll be interesting.
We'll listen.
Probably
Kevin,
not.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much, Kevin. Call again. Okay. What's more woke, Jay?
All right.
Child support is racist. That's what they're saying in California. A report saying child support is racist. Or Ben and Jerry's claiming the U.S. exists on stolen indigenous land. That was their July 4th message. You stole the land. Which one of those two is more woke, would you say?
I am going to say the child support one is more woke. That's the way I'm going with it.
Yeah.
I have my feelings about Christopher Columbus, and, that's for another day.
California Reparations Task Force calls for elimination of child support debt for black residents.
Oh, for black residents.
Because nation's laws have torn African American families apart. Nation's laws.
I don't understand how the nation's laws tore African-American families apart.
I'll have to give you the 1,100-page report that they put out.
Is that one of those?
You got an outhouse somewhere you can use some extra toilet
paper? Yeah, exactly.
I'm
kidding.
Hey, you're a trooper for coming in and having a little fun today.
Definitely.
Jay Thomas, 2 to 5 on 970 WDAY, the Jay Thomas Show. And we're going to entertain folks while they're on their vacations, I guess. That's what we're doing this week.
I'm telling you, I drove into work this morning about, I got in about 8 o'clock, and it was like a Sunday morning at like 7, 8. There was literally no traffic.
Yeah, it is so quiet. It is.
That's what happens when the fourth falls in the middle of the week, man.
Enjoy the holiday. Thanks, yeah, Jay.
Exactly. You got it, brother.
We're brought to you by Swanson Hyperbarics today. You know, HBOT can show improvements for you inside and out. It can affect the aging of blood cells. Nothing else does that. Help repair skin, smooth fine lines, wrinkles. The treatment can help you feel younger, giving your muscles and joints more oxygen and improved circulation. Do me a favor. Have a consult. Learn more about it because it can help at Swanson Hyperbarics. SwansonHyperbarics.com, SwansonHyperbarics.com, or call them at 929-3930. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Hey, it's Scott Hanlon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.